Welcome to Words for the Wise with your host, Deshaun Williams.
The Words for the Wise, I'm your host, Deshaun Williams. And this week we have Mr. Benjamin Fincher here with us. And we're going to be talking about validation and why people feel like they need validations from others instead of getting that validation from themselves. So my first question, because I'm going to go ahead and jump into the topic. My first question is, why do you believe people need that validation?
Well, I feel like that's a good question that lots of different answers you could come up with. But what I kind of feel on the topic is that, like, if you go back to when we're being raised as kids, we are like learning how to crawl, learning how to sit up, learning how to stand, and learning how to walk, right? And so when we fall down, we like look to our parents or whoever it happens to be that is helping us to take those first steps, like literally first steps in life, and move, and we fall down and we like look over and we're like, hey, like, am I still doing good? And our parents are just like, yeah, great job, like, keep going, come on, you got this. And then when we get there, there's like cheering us on super hardcore. And I feel like a lot of the need for validation can come from that. I'm not saying it's a bad thing. I'm just saying that is kind of my opinion on where it all originates.
Completely understand. Yeah, I completely understand what you said about when we're younger. Because we don't, like, 9 times out of 10, we're not going to do it unless they're right behind us, encouraging us and telling us that we're doing a good job, correct?
Right.
So, as we get older, should we get out of that mindset of we need everybody's opinion on what we should be doing?
I definitely agree with that, because if you live your life based off popular opinion, then you're just going to blow with the tides of society, where if you decide for yourself what you're going to do, then you're in control of your life. And kind of funny to think about later in life, like when you start crawling on top of things, counters and stuff, knocking stuff over, and you get negative validation, how sometimes that wakes up the rebellious side of us, and we're just like, okay, well, I don't even care anymore. I'm just going to do this because I want to.
Right. And the reason why I thought this topic would be a good topic to talk about is because the other day, I was actually on Facebook. And I will say Facebook takes up maybe 75% of my time, which is probably less than what the average person actually spends on Facebook. But with that being said, I saw a post and it said, can y'all heart this? If you think I'm pretty, I need validation from other people. And in my mind, I was thinking, why do you need other people to tell you that you're pretty? Like, especially when it comes to self-image.
Right.
And I always, like, me, I'm kind of cocky. So people can tell me I'm ugly and it's going to be like, well, I know I'm beautiful. You're just too blind to see it.
Right.
Sometimes I want that validation. And I guess it's because of human nature that we desire that validation from others.
Yeah, and thinking more about it, I feel like a big part of validation comes down to connection, because it's when we do those big things, like taking the first steps, or even just when we cry as a baby, we like are looking for validation, saying, hey, I got a problem over here. Can you come help? Please, come on. Hey, can you help? And we get a type of validation that responds to what like what a need is that we have. But then as we get older, we need to learn how to transition from needing validation or validation for everything and learning what we can decide for ourselves, kind of thing. Right. Does that kind of make sense?
Yeah, it does. And also, like, let's see, we're all grown here, and I'm gonna just go ahead and say this. Like, when we get to a certain age and we start doing something that's gonna help us in the long run to benefit us in our lives, so where we can do something without having maybe live paycheck to paycheck or something like this, but yet we still feel like, oh, maybe if I run this by this person, they'll be okay with it. But if they're not, then I won't do it. Now, I understand if you're married, but at the same time, like, if you're not and you're like me being single.
I'm single and too. Engaged, but single still.
But, and it's like, hey, and you've already been doing this. Well, if they're not okay with this, then I'll just stop doing everything and just do whatever they want to do. How do you feel about that?
I feel like that there can be a good element to that, but it also is taken too far frequently. And what I mean by that is, just look at going to the ice cream parlor. You get there and you're either with your buddies or you're not. And you look at the 50 flavors out in front of you and you're just like, man, what am I in the mood for today? And you come up with two or three options. Like, okay, maybe I want mint, maybe I want vanilla, or maybe I want cookies and cream. But man, I want all of them and I can only get two. So, oh, I know. I'll put it out there on Facebook or call up a buddy. Or if you're with the gang, you just be like, hey, well, what should I get? And they'll just be like, nah, I don't get that one. Or yeah, I get these ones. And so something trivial like that, it's like, okay, sure. But if you do it in the trivial things, you also do it in the important things usually, is what I find. And so it gets to that point to where you need to be aware of what you're doing. If you're aware of it and you're cool with it, great. But if you're not even aware of it, then you run the risk of just doing the same thing over and over again with everything in life, where you leave important decisions to other people's opinions instead of thinking of it for yourself and coming to your own conclusion.
Oh yeah, because I don't know if you've listened to any of the episodes of the podcast, but Awesome. So I actually did an interview with another podcaster in season 3. And okay. we was talking about social anxiety. But I'm gonna kind of bring up the same topic that I brought up in that one. At one point when I was in high school, I felt in order for me to be considered one of the cool kids, I had to do what they did. And that was them labeling me as a rapper. I will be the first to tell you, I have no rhythm. None whatsoever. I got about as much rhythm as Nick Cannon has album sales. So,
I'm with you on the rap, and I cannot rap for the life of me.
So, but I always got hyped up, and it was like, hey, if you do this, then you'll be remembered and all this and that. And I felt like, hey, in order for me to be remembered in high school, I got to do something that the cool people say I have to do. Now I look back and it's like, why was I dumb enough to even do that?
Right. It gets you to thinking, does anyone even remember what I did because they told me?
Right. And it's like, when it comes down to it, validation, it can be good on certain things. But on certain things, I feel like it could be negative also, because, like, with that situation, I stay in a very small town. My town is named 96, just like the number, spelled the exact same way.
Wow.
So, huh?
Pretty small.
Yes. I looked at the population, and the population of the city I stay in is a little over 2,000 people. It's like 2,039 people. Okay. So it's like, okay. But also with that, it's like, I'm trying to do so much better for myself. Like, I've made investments in myself. I've started this podcast. I've written books and stuff like that. But everybody brings up, hey, you remember back in high school when you was rapping? You should do that again. No. Why not? Everybody can remember who, because they call me Prodigy, who Prodigy was and who he still is. Sorry. It's just not me. But you need to. That's how you're going to get your name out there. So it's like the peer pressure that comes with validation.
Yeah. And as we've been talking about this, something that I thought of is, I think there's two types of validation we look for. Validation about ourselves as a being, like as an identity, as well as validation about what we do. It's like our actions and the things that affect other people. And personally, I think that validation about your identity needs to be from very trusted sources, like good friends, good family members that'll be positive, truthful, but like that won't be tearing you down when you go to them and ask, hey, like, is this part of who I am? Or am I this adjective? Like, am I pretty? Am I handsome? Am I successful? So with an identity type of validation, I feel like we should come to our own conclusion first, and then we can look for that outside validation to figure out, okay, is what I see in me stuff other people see too, or am I kidding myself, or am I being like, am I over exaggerating or under exaggerating? And that can help gauge that. But when it comes to actions, I feel like that can be a really peer pressure oriented validation commonly. Not saying that's good or bad, but one of those things to be very aware of.
Oh, yeah. Also, do you believe that, once again, in human nature, we try to look for validation in a relationship? And if so, how?
Like in a romantic relationship or any relationship?
So first I'm going to say the romantic relationship.
Okay. Think about my personal experience, which for some will be considered little and others will be considered a lot, but for me it's been just right. And that's another thing with that, like, that alone tells you that I'm validating myself while not comparing against others, to where that changes my opinion of myself. Where it's just like, okay, other people have done more, other people have done less, but for me, I've done good. But as far as coming across someone that validates you, I feel like the way we've been talking about it, yes, because you're looking for that person that's going to help give you that connection and help you to be a better person with the validation they give you. And they're not going to be the one being, oh, well, do this, and like try to sway you in a bad way. But with everything in life, honestly, we, as humans, we tend to look for validation just to be like, hey, like, are you guys seeing what I'm doing is cool, or am I just like off the cuff?
I see validation kind of like us. If your friend jump off the bridge, are you gonna follow right behind them? Some of us, yes.
Yep.
I used to be that person. If all my friends jumped off the bridge, I was right behind them. Now, if they jump off a bridge, I'm gonna be doing my own thing.
Yeah.
I'm gonna jump off, but I'm gonna have a parachute. So I'm gonna make sure I'm
fine. Right, or double check if they're swimming away from the water.
Yes. But also in a relationship, when it comes to validation, I feel like this kind of gonna move to self identity. I feel like people try to look for themselves so that they can feel secure and safe in another person instead of actually loving themselves for who they are.
Yeah, I feel like that can happen a lot. My experience there, I kind of mentioned this in passing, but I am engaged right now and super excited to get married in September. With the relationship I'm in now with my fiance, I had to come to a point where I realized we aren't the same person. So even though I look to help support her and validate her in what she's doing, like, I looked for that a lot in me, just being like, okay, like, I'm super crazy in all my dreams and ambitions. And so I was really looking for someone that would support me and validate me in that. And I had to come to the point where I realized, I'm like, okay, but there's more to this relationship than me. I have to validate her as well and what she wants to do. And so I feel like it's both ways, that you have to realize it's happening. You have to realize what the effect is, and ultimately you just got to do it with a good heart and good intentions.
I completely agree. Congratulations on the engagement.
Thanks.
You're welcome. And you said you get married in September?
Yep.
I just want to go ahead and wish you a congratulations on that, even though it's not September just yet.
Right. Thank you.
You're welcome. And I remember when you were talking about relations, some of them more, some of them less. I'm probably the one that had more. I was that person that was looking for validation in people instead of in myself for the longest, which led to me being engaged 5 different times. I'm only 22.
I'm 22 too, so you definitely have more experience than I do.
I wouldn't say that. Like, I'm actually doing a podcast episode on this later on, but I ghosted 2 of them. One of them blocked me, and so that makes 3. And then the other 2 found out they was dating somebody else. So it's like, okay, cool. It's like, but I still want to be with you. Nah, I know my worth. I think once I got cheated on those 2 times, it was like, okay, I just want to be single and I need to find out who I am and stop looking to other people to try to figure out who I am.
Yeah, that reminds me of a tool that I learned back in January from a friend, Jason Hewlett. He's a motivational speaker. He taught me, as well as another group of in a group of people, about this tool called ICM. Just the letters ICM, and it stands for Identify, Clarify, and Magnify. And with that, he talked about, okay, get out your pen and paper or get out your phone, make a list of 100 words that you are. And then, and he's like, some of you that'll be really easy, some of you that'll be really hard. but make a list of 100. So words like awesome or mentor, swift, fast, strong, wise, influencer, courageous, confident. It's like whatever you see in yourself, like list out those words. Then after you've got the 100, narrow it down to 10, the top 10 of those 100. After you have that first list of 100 in the top 10, go to other people that you trust that will give you honest answers but not belittle you. So like family, good friends, coworkers that will give you that good response, and other people, and ask them for like a few words, 3 to 5 words of what they see in you. And that's the C, that's the clarify, and then get a list of 100 there. Then pick the top 10, either the ones that kept getting mentioned or just the ones you like the most. Then after that, you take it to the M and you magnify it. And you just take all those 10 and the 10 that make it 20. Sometimes they'll correlate, sometimes they won't. And just magnify that into who you are, and really, the word that comes to mind is capitalize on those elements of yourself. And I did it, and it's super cool. I made the list of 100, narrowed it down to 10. I've got like 140 different words from people, but like 45 of them or so are duplicates of another one. So I still need a couple more words. Like, well, got an idea on my 10 are, because they keep telling me the same one.
Right.
And then I'll get to the point to where I can magnify that and really make it part of who I am. And so that's where validation, I feel, can be really, really good, is after you've already figured out who you are and what you are, then you can tell others, hey, what do you guys see in me? And that is a really good and powerful form of validation.
So would you suggest everybody do that?
I would highly recommend it. It was super cool for me, and some people might not be ready for it with wherever they are in their space and their head and everything, but as soon as you can, like if you're ready for it now, I'd say go ahead and do it. If you feel like it'd just be one too many things to work on right now, like put on hold for a second. Once you feel like you can tackle it, like go for it. Because honestly, it's been super cool to see what people see in me and how that aligns with what I see in myself.
So you wouldn't mind if I used that in a Facebook post, right?
Nah, just go ahead and credit my friend Jason Hewlett. All right,
I have to message you for that name.
Yeah, I'll get you that.
But so that's going to be pretty much podcast today. Is there anything that you would like to promote or anything?
Yeah, I'd just say the couple things I've got going that if your listeners wanted to check out. First, I've got my website, starlightmentoring.com. That's one word, starlightmentoring.com. And there I've got a link to my podcast, which is How to Rewrite Your Stars. It's on most major platforms. You can learn more about what I do as an intuitive empowerment mentor. You can also get the CD I made that kind of talks a little bit about a tool to help with identifying who you are. That CD is called Expression, Communicating Who You Are. I've got it both in an MP3 download and CD on my website. And in that, I talk about my experience growing up where I was homeschooled, and that automatically makes you the weird kid on the block. And even among homeschoolers, I seemed to be out of place. And so I just had a crazy journey growing up of trying to figure out who I was. And it was pretty easy to realize I wasn't a cookie cutter kid because I was different just with a lot of things. And so I kind of knew that I had to figure out who I was. But along that journey, I learned some cool stuff, and I shared that in that audio training. So, yeah, like I said, you viewers want to go to starlightmentoring.com. They can get a link there to either my podcast or to that CD.
Ladies and gentlemen, that will bring us to the end of this week's episode of Words for the Wise. And once again, as always, I am your host, Deshaun Williams. And I just want to thank you for tuning in into this week's episode. If you have not already, you can subscribe to this podcast. And also, to help out this podcast so that it can continue running, if you would not mind, if anything whatsoever, you can donate to help this podcast keep going, as there is always merchandise and equipment that need to be bought to keep everything in order. So, once again, my name is Deshaun Williams, and I am your host for Words for the Wise, and this is not goodbye, but this is until next time.